verses of scripture. I look at them. Verse 16, he says, for which cause we faint not. And to understand what cause Paul was talking about, you have to go back and look at this letter that he's written, this second letter that he's written to this church. He says, this cause is the fact that within you earthen vessels, praise God, there is something on the inside of us.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler, until redeeming.
Welcome with the CA. You are tuned into Spiritual Heart Broadcast.
An in-depth
but when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you, Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further
you
into the Word
in a
of
manger.
God.
We will continue our lesson on the subject of the power of God's Word. The Word of God that we speak, they are weapons. And we're going to back that up with Scripture coming from 2 Corinthians 10, and we're going to begin at the second verse. And it says, but I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with you as confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walk after the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. See, this is Paul talking. And he said, although we walk in the flesh, we do not war. We do not wage war against Satan and all the cohorts of hell in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. This is what mighty through our saints. They are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And verse 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. See, saints, it doesn't do any good for us to preach and teach against disobedience when we're disobedient ourselves, because you know that's not going to work. If it's for everybody else to be obedient, then we're going to have to be obedient too. We know that we have to pull down all these strongholds, all these imaginations that's trying to go against the knowledge of God. And the knowledge of God is that for sickness, by his stripes we're healed. For poverty, he said, let the poor say I'm rich, you know, and health and wealth is in my house. That's the lesson that God tells us. That's the word that God tells us. But Satan comes with those evil imaginations that he put in our heart and in our mind, that we're supposed to go against the things God say. So we know that whenever this comes about and it's something that's not written in the word, we know that that's Satan. And he's trying to get us to go against the word of God. But saints, we can't do that, because one of our strongest weapons is to make sure that we pull down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, you know, and bring it into captivity. We know what captivity means. You don't let it out. You let it stay in there on the lock, key, chain, and everything in your mind, and you don't let it out. And we also want to read Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. See, this is what we have to be able to do. We have to be able to stand against the wiles and the schemes of the devil. You know, Satan have many wiles and schemes. You know, everything he can come up with to discredit God or to keep us from seeing the real thing that God wants us to see. These are schemes. You know, he makes schemes up all the time to try and get us to go against the word of God and to pay no heed to the word of God. But we have to be wise, you know, as to what his wiles and his schemes are. And it says in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you got to understand, you're not fighting something that you could kill with bullets and guns and a knife and a lot of sharp words and call the police and get them put in jail. This is not what we're fighting against. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness. See, we know who the rulers of darkness are. It's the devil. He is the ruler of darkness. And demons and devils and all the cohorts of hell, they're the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is what we're fighting against, saints. We're not fighting against people. So whenever you see an uprising of a lot of evil coming through a person, then you know that that's a person that Satan has captured. And he's using them to the full extent of his law. And then, and only then, we need to know that we need to pray for those people in order to get them out of the clutches of the devil. And verse 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Since the days are evil right now, we don't have to wait for tomorrow. The days are evil right now. In the time that we're talking, in the present time that we're talking right now, the days are evil. And we know who evil is. Evil is Satan. And he have demons and devils. And he have evil spirits that he unleash on the children of God. And what we have to do, we have to learn how to fight. And we see here that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. But we're wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Not the world to come, but this world. And we know that Satan is the prince and power of the air. So see, when we see stuff coming from seem like nowhere, we know who's behind that. You know, when we see things that we call, you know, they say, well, you know, when storms come and real bad storms come killing people, they say, well, that's an act of God. That's not an act of God. We have to realize that Satan is the prince and power of the air. So when God send the regular rain and winds, Satan can make it chaotic. And that's what he does. So the Bible tells us, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil days. And we're going to talk about that armor, but later on in the next few broadcasts, we're going to talk about the armor that God has given us. But our scripture text is found in 2 Corinthians 10, 2 through 6, and Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. And I want to speak on several key points in the scriptures that I just read, and we continue to break down every area until we have completed all the Holy Spirit reveals to me. You know, I will open my mouth wide. This is what I commit to do. I will open my mouth wide, and God will fill it, because he said so in Psalms 81. All we have to do, saints, is open our mouth and speak the word, and God will fill it. God will fill us. We might not know what to say, but God will fill our mouth with what he wants us to say. And I pray that an utterance may be given unto me right now, Lord, that I may open my mouth boldly and make known the mysteries of the gospel, wherein right now I am an ambassador in this gospel. And I pray that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, and that I will make it manifest as I must speak. So I just thank you, Father God, for the words that you have given me. And now we're going to continue on after that prayer. We're going to continue on. And see, saints, we need to pray. We need to pray before we do anything in the kingdom of God. Prayer needs to always come first, because we know that God says the uttermost thing is prayer. You know, because his house, even his house, is called the house of prayer. You know, the place that we go and worship God in, the church, the building that we go, or even if we go outside in a park or somewhere, that ground is supposed to be a place of prayer, that we come before the Lord. And in Corinthians 10 and verse 2, Paul is speaking to the brethren, you know, and they already knew the word. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. So he was like explaining that when he come to them, he didn't have to be boldly or come boldly or daring or outspoken. He didn't have to worry about being so courageous or daring with them as he would with new converts, people that just hearing him for the first time. You know, this is what that scripture was talking about. And he said those that hear him for the first time, you know, they look to them as though they are just regular men. You know, when people see them for the first time and they're preaching in the synagogues or on the byway, in the highways, or wherever they were preaching at, he said they look at them as just regular men. But we know by the miracles and the signs, you know, and wonders and the demons and all of those things that Paul and them did, casting out demons and devils, and that was not just regular men. Regular men cannot do that. You know, the word is not regular. And no unsaved, no unanointed person can do the works that Paul and the disciples did, and even that we do, you know, that we can do also. We can do the same things that they did, and the Bible said we can do greater things than they did. But you got to be full of the Holy Ghost. You got to be saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, and with fire. And if we're anointed by God, we can work these miracles, signs, and wonders, you know. And we can cast down all these devils and demons. And, you know, so this is what he was telling them about the people that they were about to preach to and talk to. He said, I don't have to come to you all like that, because you already know that. But if I was coming to somebody for the first time, somebody that hadn't heard me, then I would have to be cautious, and I'd have to be very bold and very courageous in order for them to understand what I was saying. And this statement is that we are anointed. We're in this statement. I'm going to say that again. In this statement that I just read about what Paul said, is that what he's saying is that we, as anointed and appointed, called out men and women of God, we're not just mere men and women, you know. And we do not walk in the flesh, but we walk in the spirit. It's a difference, you know. You can ask the seven sons of Sceva. This is, you know, you can ask them. You know, that's found in Acts, the 19th chapter. These seven sons of Sceva, you know, they were out trying to do the things that they saw Paul and them do. And they were shiftless. They were shiftless people. They was worthless. They was carefree. They was homeless people, you know. And they tried to cast out the evil spirits out of the folks that they saw. And the evil spirits attacked them. And the evil spirits turned around and attacked them, you know. And the Bible said it had them running out of there. They was wounded and bleeding, and their clothes was torn off. Because normal people cannot work the works of God. You cannot go up against demons and devils if you're not saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you're living for God all